Make sure you are sitting comfortably. Any way you're sitting is fine, just so your body is not speaking to you. Notice where you've placed your hands. Don't move them, just notice where you begin to connect with your body. Allow your eyes to close as you prepare to move inward for this integrative Amrit Yoga practice. As your attention moves inward, we'll begin on the physical level. Take note of any tension you may be feeling in your body. Notice if you're holding any tightness in the stomach area, and if you are, allow that to relax and release as much as you can. And now move awareness up to your shoulders and bring them down and back, releasing any holding in that area. Prepare now to move attention through your face, relaxing your mouth and jaw. If you wish, you can yawn. That's a wonderful way to release tension in the jaw muscles. Or just open and close your mouth slightly. And then move awareness to your cheeks, into your eyes, to your temples and forehead. Resting at the very top of your head now, give yourself a little mental tug, straightening your spine. And once you are satisfied you have relaxed as much physical tension as you can let go of, let your practice move more deeply inward. Notice the rhythm of your breath. Do not change it. Just connect with your inhalations and exhalations. Make that connection to your life force. And when you are ready, without forcing or straining, slowly increase the amount of air you are drawing in and the amount of air you are releasing. Breathe in through your nose. You're giving your body cleaner air that way, warmer air. Exhale out the mouth or nose, whichever is most comfortable for you today. Follow the breath with your awareness, focus, and concentrate. And if you're very attentive, you may be able to notice the places between the breaths, the still places where nothing is happening. If you can, rest in those places just a bit between each breath. Experience the breathless state as part of your practice. After this exhalation, relax the breath. Bring attention to the place between your eyebrows. You're about to set an agreement, make an agreement with your mind, setting your intention to allow yourself to be 100% present as much as you can in this practice, releasing what happened before you entered the practice, and releasing any thoughts about what may happen after the practice is over. Try as best you can to stay present. My intention is to be present in this practice. Focus at the tip of your tailbone now. And when you are ready, allow an inhalation to move up the back of your spine, the posterior portion of the spine. And as you exhale, bring your chin forward and down to your chest. Inhale, lift your chin up parallel to the floor. And as you exhale, allow your right ear to move down toward your right shoulder. Do not lift the shoulder, drop the ear. Inhale up to center. Chin parallel to the floor. Exhale, left ear to left shoulder. Inhale up to center. Exhale, bring the chin forward and then down to your chest once again. Inhale up. Exhale, right ear to right shoulder. Inhale up. Exhale, left ear to left shoulder. Inhale back up to center. And as you exhale, relax both shoulders. Bring attention to your shoulders, preparing to release any tension there. Follow with your breath. And when you're ready, inhale your shoulders up and up and up towards your ears or even touching your ears. And as you exhale, release the shoulders down, down, and down. Again, inhale shoulders up and up and up. And as you exhale, bring both shoulders forward and down. Again, inhale up and up and up. Exhale back and down. Bringing attention now to your right shoulder only. Isolate the right shoulder. And as you are ready, inhale the right shoulder straight up, just the right shoulder, up and up. Exhale straight down, down and down. And again, inhale straight up and up and up. Exhale the right shoulder forward and down, right shoulder only. Inhale straight up and up and up. Exhale the right shoulder back and down. Moving to the left shoulder now, focus and concentrate, left shoulder only. Follow my rhythm as you inhale up and up and up, straight up, left shoulder only. Exhale down, down and down. Inhale the left shoulder straight up, up touching the ear if you can. Exhale forward and down, left shoulder only. Inhale straight up and up and up once again. Exhale the left shoulder back and down. Wonderful. With your eyes closed, if they're not already closed, allow your shoulders, arms, neck, and head to move in any way that feels right for you. You may wish to turn the body side to side. You may wish to release the hands from your knees or thighs, to sway a bit side to side, or forward or back. Let prana move you, releasing any tension. And when you're ready, move back to stillness, preparing to come up to a standing position. Coordinate with your breath. As you are ready, inhale yourself up to a standing position. Bring your feet as close together as you can comfortably, preparing to stretch the body a bit. Remember that every alignment gives you a benefit. Let your arms rest at your sides, shoulders relaxing, eyes open now. Gaze straight ahead. Bring your chin parallel to the floor so that you're not closing off the throat area. Preparing to stretch the body a bit as we move into the mountain posture. Coordinate with your breath, and when you find an inhalation, inhale your hands in front of your chest, palms lightly touching. And as you exhale, allow your elbows to come down towards your body. Feel the release in your shoulders. And again, inhale, begin to lift the arms straight up overhead on your way up. Clasp your fingers, cross your thumbs, point your index fingers, bringing the arms up next to or near your ears. If your shoulders are flexible today, you can bring your arms behind your ears. Relax the shoulders. Focus on your feet. Feel your feet pressing down into the floor. Energy is moving up through your body. Bring attention back to your feet now. And as you inhale, follow the breath up the front of your body. Lengthen from navel to sternum. Feel the opening. And as you exhale, relax your shoulders. Inhale now up the back of your body, up your spine. Feel the spine lifting, lengthening. Relax your shoulders as you exhale. Allow your next breath to move up the sides of your body. You're lengthening your side rib cages, making more room for your lungs. Relax your shoulders as you exhale. Start at your feet now. And follow the energy as if it were a whirlwind moving up your entire body and out the top of your head. And as you exhale, relax your shoulders. Press your palms together now. And when you are ready, follow a straight line down the front of your body. Press gently into your palms. You'll be giving your elbows some strengthening. Don't press too hard. And then release your arms down to the sides of your body. Close your eyes if they are open and move into your body. Focus on physical sensation. This is prana. Prana speaks to you as sensation. See if you can find any energy, any prana, talking to you in your body and focus your attention there. Your attention will help the muscles to relax. Move awareness now to your breath. Connect with the rhythm of your breathing. Bring yourself back to stillness. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. In and out. Releasing the breath. If you find you're still now, move to the eyebrow center. Nothing to do but rest in the stillness. And opening your eyes now, allow your hands to move back into temple position, preparing for a side stretch. Check your feet. Make sure that you are still in alignment. Tuck the tailbone. Relax the shoulders down and back. Look straight ahead. Lift the chin so you're not closing off the throat area. This is where digestion begins. When you are ready, once again, connecting with the rhythm of your breathing, inhale your arms back up overhead. Slowly, there's no rush. The slower you move, the more benefit you get. You're strengthening the muscles in your arms, giving your shoulders a nice rotation. Reconnect with your breathing and allow your next inhalation to lengthen you from navel to sternum. And as you exhale, press into your left foot, arch to your right, arch toward the, to your right, toward the leg. Good. Follow several more breaths as you inhale, pressing down into the left foot. You're sending energy up the left side of your body. As the muscles soften, you may be able to arch just a bit more to the right. Follow your rhythm. Both arms by both ears, hips and shoulders square. Inhale, come back up to center. Exhale, relax your shoulders. Inhale, once again, lengthen from navel to sternum. You get a better stretch. And as you exhale, press into the right foot, arch to the left, right hip coming out. Follow breath as you press down into the right foot, extending energy up the right side of your body. Hips and shoulders square, both arms by both ears. Keep your chin lifted. Don't drop the chin. One more breath. Inhale back up to center. As you exhale, separate your arms so that your palms are facing each other overhead. Look straight ahead. Relax the shoulders and very slowly keep your palms parallel to each other as you bring them down, down, down to the sides of your body. All the way down to the sides of your body. No rush. This is yoga. We don't have to rush. And once your arms are next to your body, separate your feet a bit so you can stand comfortably. Close your eyes. We're about to use attention to relax muscular tightness. There is no need to move your body in this next practice. Just move your awareness. Start at your right ear. Focus and concentrate. Move from the right ear, just with your attention, down the right side of your neck. Move slowly. You're helping all those muscles, ligaments, and tendons to relax. Find your right collarbone, an energy point in your body. Move to the right shoulder. And now very slowly slide your attention down the right upper arm towards your elbow. Move slowly. You may be able to feel the muscles in your right arm softening and releasing tightness. When you reach your elbow, circle it with your attention, and then go the other way. Continue down the right lower arm, helping those muscles to release. Circle the wrist when you get there, one way and then the other. Move to the top of your right hand, the palm of your right hand, down your right thumb to the tip, and now continue down the rest of your right fingers to the tips, energizing those points. You may feel the muscles relaxing in your fingers. Take note of the difference in the length of your arms just from using awareness, attention. And now move to your left ear, down the left side of your neck. Stay focused. Find your left collarbone, left shoulder. Continue down the left upper arm, muscles releasing just from your attention. Circle the elbow one way and then the other. Continue down the lower arm. Circle the wrist, both ways, top of the hand, palm of the hand. And now starting with your left thumb, move down to each fingertip. You may be able to feel them tingling. Energy points being activated. When you come to completion, allow your eyes to open and your feet to be the width of your hip joints. If you're not sure where your hip joints are, you can place your hands on your belly and turn the little finger side of your hand down. For most people, that's where their hip joints are, and that's the width of your feet. Allow your toes and heels to be parallel to each other. If your feet are turned out even a little bit, look where the knees are going. You will be straining your knees as we do standing squat. Let the toes and heels be parallel to each other. It will feel pigeon-toed for some of you, but that's all right. You're protecting your knees. Standing squat. Press down into your feet. Extend up through your body. Relax your shoulders down and back. Reconnect with your breathing. And when you are ready, inhale your arms up in front of you, shoulder height, palms down. Relax your shoulders. Keep your fingers together. You have energized your fingertips. Feel the energy moving out your fingertips. Focus now at the base of your spine. Keep your spine straight. As you inhale, follow breath up the spine, lengthening it. And as you exhale, without leaning over, just drop the tailbone as much as you can. Spine straight, as much as you can. Feel the weight shifting in your feet. Find your edge here. Do not allow your knees to come together. And now, lean forward just a bit. If you're going further, lean forward just a bit and lift up through the chest so you're not dropping the heart. And continue down as much as your body allows. Keep the arms extended. Find your edge. Make sure you're not holding your breath. And now shift your weight forward into the balls of your feet slowly. Inhale yourself back up. No rush. And as you exhale, move your arms down through the air as if you're moving through liquid. No rush. Arms returning next to your body. When you are settled, close your eyes. Bring your attention to any physical sensations you are feeling in your body. Bring the same attention that you just brought to your shoulders and arms a few moments ago. Focus on you, your awareness helping you to release physical tension. And then bring awareness to your breathing. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. In and out. Returning to the eyebrow center. Rest once again in the stillness. And opening your eyes, check to make sure your feet are still the width of your hip joints, toes and heels parallel. As we continue with our last posture, standing yoga mudra. Look straight ahead. On your next inhalation, bring your hands behind your back, clasp your fingers, press your palms together, place your hands at the base of your spine. Relax the breath for just a moment. Base of the spine. Make sure that you are at the base of the spine, tip of the tailbone. Good. Look straight ahead. Press down into your feet, extend up through your torso. And now as you inhale, drop the tailbone, bring your shoulder blades towards each other. Ah. And as you exhale, hinge forward from the hips, as if there were fingertips in your hip creases extending you forward. Stop when you are parallel to the floor. Do not go any further. Relax your neck and head. If you have had difficulty the last few days with eye problems, controlling your blood pressure, or lower back issues, do not go any further. If you are continuing, inhale, bring the palms of your hands up toward the ceiling, lifting them off your back, and as you exhale, come forward and down as much as you can. Good. Focus at the tip of your tailbone. Follow breath up the spine. Lengthen the spine with your breath and attention. And as you exhale, you may be able to get forward and down just a bit more. Relax the top of your head down toward the floor. It will feel good for your neck. One more breath. And now bend your elbows. Place your hands at the center of your back. Release your fingers as you begin to bend your knees, dropping the tailbone, moving your hands in front of you as you come down into a squat position. Coming down onto your knees, flattening the tops of your feet, sitting back on your heels if that position is available for you. Otherwise, bring your legs in front of you. Close your eyes once your body is settled. Notice how still your breath is. Bring attention to the very top of your head. And begin to lengthen your breath once again. Return to the full yogic breath. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. In. And out. Pausing at the top of the head as before. Rest the breath for just a moment, preparing to send breath through your entire body. On your next inhalation, breathe down through your entire body to the soles of your feet. And as you exhale, follow the breath up through your body, return to the top of the head. And continue for two more breaths, all the way down and up. Pausing between the breaths if you are able to. Fill your body with fresh energy. Release what needs to go up and out. After you've completed your breath, rest back at the top of the head, preparing to move next to the center of the navel. Focus at the top of the head on your next breath. Breathe down to your navel center. And as you exhale, follow breath up through the body, return to the top of the head. And again, inhale down, bringing relaxation. Exhale, release tension up. Resting back at the top of the head, continue for one more breath. Navel center, stay focused. Resting back at the top of the head, prepare next to move to the center of the chest. And as you inhale, follow the breath down to your heart center. And as you exhale, nothing to do but follow the breath back up to the top of the head. And again, inhale down, bring relaxation. releasing what needs to go as you exhale. Continue for one more breath. Attention resting back, top of the head. Preparing to move next to the pit of the throat. As you inhale, follow breath down to your communication center. And as you exhale, just follow the breath back up. You may feel some tension being released. Rest at the top of the head. Do not try to do anything. Let prana release tightness. Inhale down, pit of the throat. Exhale back up. Continue for one more breath. Throat center. Attention resting at the top of the head once again. Consider if there is a place in your body, mind or heart that needs a bit of extra attention now, and allow this next practice to be customized just for you. Preparing to send breath either to a physical place in your body, perhaps to the heart, an emotional place, perhaps to the place between the eyebrows to help the mind relax. Decide what will serve you today. Rest at the top of the head. And as you inhale, follow breath down to where it will do you the most good. Prana, always there to serve you. And as you release, let go of whatever you can, physical, mental, or emotional, tension and stress. Continue for two more breaths. When you come to completion, rest at the eyebrow center and move your attention in several inches. Several inches inside the head. Stillness. Remain here as long as you wish.